So why are you phoning me? Hello, Austin Titchener? Why? Am I in trouble? What are you doing?
No, no, I'm not. You're not in trouble at all. I just wanted to make sure that you're getting ready for touring England in 3 months. Are you all set to go?
Touring England? We're touring in 3 months?
No, we're touring three months. And we leave tomorrow on Tuesday, the 5th. We leave tomorrow. Are you ready to go?
No, wait a minute. No, I'm not ready to go. I'm sorry, but which part of Los Angeles, sunny California, do you not get?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 287, Packing for Tour. It's Monday, June 4th, 2012, as we record and post this week's podcast, and tomorrow, June 5th, we fly to Heathrow Airport in London to begin our 11-week, 22-city tour of the complete world of Sports Abridged in the UK. So I checked in via Skype with Reed Martin, Ali Bosted, and Matt Rippey to see how the packing and preparations were going.
The biggest thing is they're so much stricter now. You know, we're flying Virgin Atlantic. We are allowed one carry-on and not a separate computer bag.
Right.
And I think it used to be, the weight limit on suitcases used to be 70 or 75 pounds. Now it's 50 pounds.
Right.
So I'm big on lists. What do I have? My list here. I have a passport. That's important.
Yes.
Let's see. Do I have some British money when I get to the airport, or do I want to do that when I get there? My phone, my iPod. I have a radio that works in the UK, but I'm thinking I'm probably not going to bring that because maybe it weighs a pound, and I can probably get that on my computer. My pillow. I always travel with my pillow.
You're right, because they don't have pillows in the UK. They never have had.
No, when I was in probably high school, I heard John Wooden, the great UCLA basketball coach, talk. He always had his players travel with their pillow, and then when they're on the road, it just feels a little bit like home.
Oh, that's right.
It smells like home. You know you're going to sleep, even if the bed is not great.
Right.
You know, it feels kind of like you're at home. Adapter. And then I'm going through the debate, well, do I bring an adapter and a converter? I'm not sure I need a converter.
What I do sometimes, and I'll probably do it this time, is that I bring a converter that I will sometimes plug my little mini power strip into.
Allie's bringing a power strip, but I think you guys plug in a lot more things than I do.
Yeah, I'm bringing a speaker. I'm bringing one or two other things, and also it's just then I don't have to worry about three transformers for three different things.
That's true.
You know, I could just plug everything.
Maybe we should explain for people who don't travel what's the difference between a converter and an adapter.
Well, a converter actually converts the electrical current. American electrical current and UK electrical current is different, and I can't remember the difference. One is 110 and one is something else.
220, I think.
220, yeah. And so a converter actually converts it, and an adapter, the plugs are different too. So so an adapter literally makes it so an American two-prong plug can go into a UK three holes, and vice versa if you're going the other way.
Yeah, that's it. So that's the sort of thing. I'm starting to pack. I don't have most of the stuff is not in my suitcase. I have this old battle axe of a suitcase, which is probably 20 years old. It's a plastic hard cover case. And so Jane wants me to take a soft cover case. And I'm not sure it's any lighter. She's talking about the narrow staircases in Britain with no elevators if you're on the second or third floor.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure. Would that make it? I'm still going to have to carry it up the stairwell one way or the other.
I'm glad you're getting a new suitcase because that old plastic hard shell was a bitch to throw into the trunk. It was this a new duffel bag, even if it's not quite as light, will at least be squishable, jammable, more
right.
Stuffable into the boot of the lorry.
Boot of the lorry, so we can look through the windscreen.
Yes.
And under the bonnet. The nice thing about when we're going to be touring around Britain is that it's in a van. So whereas in America, we usually fly somewhere, and then occasionally then we'll drive to a second or a third gig, but it's almost always initially a flight, and often flight to flight to flight.
Right.
In Britain, we'll fly over there, but then we're going to be in a van driving around Britain, and so that issue, among others, is not such a big issue over there, because you just throw it into the back of the van, and there's room for it.
And off you go.
You don't quite have the hard deadline of getting to the airport.
Right.
We don't have security, although we do tend to sort of strip down and frisk each other just, you know, to pass the time.
Just because. Well, it's funny. Yeah. You mentioned passport, so I actually, as we're talking, got into my briefcase and went, yep, good, I've got it. I'm good to go.
What's on your list?
All the same things, really. The tricky bit for me is packing for 3 months.
Yeah.
Assorted weathers and, you know, different looks, as we say. You know, there will be one or two times where I've got to dress up and look like a grown up. Either I go on TV or there's an opening night event. Most of the time I'll be sitting in a van and I can look like a schlub, you know, and then so that means kind of like a couple different pairs of shoes, you know, for the different appearances, and that's a drag. But, you know, we're going to be there for a quarter of a year.
It's not going to get real cold. Right.
No.
It might get cool, and then it will certainly get hot.
Right.
Although our joke is we're always over there in the summer, and they say, "No, we don't need air conditioning. It never gets this hot." You mean except every summer?
Right. I'm also going to take my very last. Looking forward to taking my very last long, hot, powerful shower.
Yes, we'll take a bath.
A bath, or we'll stand in a single tub in the middle of a large room that isn't designed for this with a little handheld squirter.
Or pray for a hard, steady rain.
Yes, exactly.
Here's my secret plan is I have a sort of a big waterproof raincoat windbreaker, and that's what I'm going to wear on the plane, and that is my go-to. I think it's going to be stuffed. The pockets are going to be stuffed. For what doesn't, what I want to carry on and what won't put me overweight, I'll put into the big pockets of my jacket.
Office manager, stage manager, Allison Ali Binky Bosted, how are you preparing for our upcoming 3-month trip to England?
I've been watching a lot of British television, certainly.
Like what?
You know, every episode of Fawlty Towers to prepare me for the hospitality industry over there. I rewatched all of Harry Potter. I'm deep into Midsummer Murders at the moment because we're playing a lot of small towns.
Where the corpses tend to pile up.
They do, or so I hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. And you read Bill Bryson's book, didn't you?
Yeah, I reread Notes from a Small Island, yes.
And that is sort of a touchstone for you every time.
Starting when I first went over when I was 14, yeah.
And you went over there as a holiday trip? You've been over there several times as a tourist, but then also as a performer, right?
Yeah, that was that first trip was to perform up in Buxton, actually, at the International Gilbert and Sullivan Festival. We were doing The Gondoliers.
Cool. Were you in the Opera House where Will be?
We were in the Opera House. We weren't in the main space. We were in a smaller space. Not a studio. It's still pretty big.
Uh-huh.
Full stage, proscenium, but the smaller space. Yeah.
Cool. And we're going to be over there a super long time. I mean, you're also the office manager. How are you going to manage the office while we're in London?
My backpack's going to be full of a lot of paper, but I'll have the office laptop with me. And then Jane is actually coming over. So instead of doing our Bill meetings on Skype like we do when I'm normally on the road, we can actually be in the same room.
That'll be nice. And will you be bringing anything back? Are there things that you traditionally bring back? For instance, I always grab Marks and Spencer's tea. They're just their normal tea, just they're the ones in the blue boxes.
Right, in the blue box. I brought you some of those from Hong Kong, wasn't it?
That's right. Bermuda when we were there. Sadly, they weren't in New Zealand, and every time we go over there, and every time I have friends come over, I always ask them to bring me the blue box, the triple strength malt tea from Marks and Spencer's, because it's just our favorite. So I'll be bringing home, as you know, my weight in Marks and Spencer's tea.
I'll be bringing black plain chocolate hobnobs and rhubarb and custard sweets.
Sweet, like a little wrap candy, not a pie.
Not a candy, a little hard candy. It's similar in texture to our Lifesavers.
Okay.
But it tastes like rhubarb and custard. It's quite nice. Tea towels. And I'm determined to find a Jubilee teacup in a pound shop, because I hear you can find them.
I wish we still sold Reduced Shakespeare Company tea towels. Because yeah. I would buy a bunch of those as well. And apparently, it's not pronounced Jubilee, it's pronounced Jubbly.
Jubbly?
Yes, the Queen's Jubbly.
Queen's Jubbly. I'll try to wrap my tongue around that
yes,
one. Wow.
I think if we say that on the streets of England, nobody will look at us weird.
No, we will blend right in.
Hi, I'm Brian Dennehy, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? We are just weeks away from our 22-city 2012 tour of the UK, where we'll be performing The Complete World of Sports Abridged in York, Buxton, Exeter, Newbury, Nottingham, Truro, Poole, Tunbridge Wells, Peterborough, Canterbury, Norwich, Derby, Hereford, Rhyl, Barnsley, Salford, Basingstoke, Crawley, Bedford, Tewkesbury, and London, where we will be returning to the Arts Theatre for 6 weeks this summer. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And for a short time only, the Arts Theatre in London is selling a reduced number of tickets for the special London Olympics 2012 price of 2012.
I'm looking forward to getting back, actually. I've been away from that green, wet, rocky place for almost a year.
Well, I was going to say, this is not like, I mean, for the rest, for Reed, Allie, and myself, it's like, ooh, we get to have 3 months, we're going to be in England, we got to get ready for that. But for you, it's a bit of a return on home.
Yeah, and you know, despite the lack of sunshine and swimming pools, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to rock, and most of the places on our tour list are places I've toured before. So at least I'll know the theater space and then the closest pub to the theater. That much I can help with.
Well, and do you have any special preparations that you make to go out on tour or to return to England? I know I'm packing, I'm going to pack some extra U's because they seem to put U's in every word there. Extra, yeah. You know, so it seems like it could only help to have a bunch of those in reserve.
Yeah, bring some U's and remember to bring your explosive consonants because they do that as well. You right. Can't say it's my duty as a member of the company because people would be like, duty, ew. It's going to be your duty.
My you duty. Say. Yes, I'll. My U's and my liquid U's. I will bring them all.
Right. Well, you know me. I pack light, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I travel a lot, you know. Even when you guys get to go home, I'm still wandering around Texas, California, East Coast, West Coast. So yeah. I pack light. So for me, easy peasy, man. I can pack in 20 minutes because all I need is a week's worth of stuff. You know, two pairs of jeans, 7 shirts.
You're good to go, baby. But it seems, but it's also going to take you a week just to pack up all your electronic equipment.
Now that's true. The majority of the weight, I pack light for normal stuff. But yes, because being the Reduced Shakespeare Company web dude,
yeah.
And running a part time web hosting and design service with Ripside.co.uk. In fact, I got a pile of it here. I got, of course, laptop. 3 external hard drives because I like sound to be good. I travel with decent speakers. I got a 2 phones, 1 US, 1 UK, a Nano, a digital camera, digital audio recorder, a plethora of USB cables, and adapters because they got that weird shapey 3-prongy thingy that we don't have. And for some reason, I'm going to bring this. Yeah, I don't know why. and then because apparently we're going to be touring the complete history of America in the fall, and I haven't done it since the West End in like 2001. I'm bringing the script, Complete History of America. You're going to have to teach me the special election edition because I don't know that. And then because I shamelessly copy my forebears, I'm going to watch you, Reed, and Matt Croak do it. And I'm going to steal all of Matt Croak's best bits.
Yes, you'll definitely want to steal both of his moves.
And avoid his harmonies.
And avoid his harmonies, bless him.
And, but you know, my most prized possession, you know, Austin Tischner.
Yes.
What I love is my Gitalele.
I know.
It goes everywhere. My Gitalele, in case your listeners have never seen one of these. You can't see it, but you can hear it. It's not a guitar. It's not a ukulele. It's a Gitalele.
Nice.
It's about the size, a little bit bigger than a uke. But I bought it in Holland because essentially I need to have strings to pluck while I'm on the road. And this thing fits in the overhead.
Yeah.
And it's also a good conversation starter because people are always like, you know, they're always like, hey, man, what's that? Is that a mandolin, violin? I'm like, no, it's a Gitalele, which is a conversation starter. And then they're like, oh, play us a tune. You know, so you might find me, you know, singing a little ditty back, like, you know, I just make stuff up like, we're having some fun back here in economy class. Those snobs up front, well, they can kiss my ass. They'll be the first to die if we crash. Well, we'll survive to sue for lots of cash. Yeah, it's good fun.
We're about to go to England, the land of fantastic pubs, and yet you've decided you're going to go dry? You're stopping drinking beer?
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm sorry, but you know, the pool outside my door with 100 degrees kind of requires that it accompanies a beer. Like if you're shooting pool, you have a pool cue in one hand and then a long neck in the other. And I'm sorry, but once I get to England, despite the fact that, you know, they have some fine beers and you know, ye olde pubs, I took one look at our tour schedule and was like, oh man, I've got to buckle down and, like, you know, I don't know, do push-ups or something.
Right.
We've got a heck of a tour.
It does look intense. We're not going to be, after so many of those dates, we're not going to be able to linger very long in the pub after the show because we'll have to be driving to the next venue or getting up stupidly early.
Yeah, absolutely. There ain't no time to mess around.
Yeah.
So, and besides, you guys have this ridiculous notion that in every performance I have to rip my shirt off. During the presentation of the gay games.
Yeah.
And you make me take off my shirt and do this kind of, you know, rotation.
Listen,
football exercises.
We need to sell tickets any way we can, and if you have to take one for the team, then by God, that's gonna happen.
Well, then that's why I can't drink beer on tour.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your packing list via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, air hostess Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Jonathan Schroeder. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Brian Dennehy, who's currently in the hugely acclaimed production of The Iceman Cometh at the Goodman Theater here in Chicago through June 17th. Just yesterday, I recorded an extended interview with Brian, which you'll get to hear on the podcast in a few weeks. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Tischner, 287 861st of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Well, I hope both pilots didn't eat the fish. My lord, the flight attendant is a dish. In first class, you might get a free back rub. But I've just been asked to join the Mile High Club. Thank you.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.